Little Dartmouth and Dartmouth Castle Walk. Heritage. The first fortification at Dartmouth Castle was built in 1388. The ruins of that original castle are those you first meet as you approach down the steps. It was built by John Hawley, a colourful character and infamous local pirate. He was Mayor of Dartmouth 14 times, MP twice, and is thought to have been the inspiration for the character of the shipman in the Canterbury Tales. Over the centuries since then, newer defences have been added, while the older ones have crumbled. Later, the castle became the first in the country to be designed especially to house artillery. A chain was strung across the estuary from the castle to prevent enemy ships from attacking Dartmouth. Just below the castle, close to the salt spray, is St. Petroc's Church. It is named after St. Petroc, a 6th century Irish prince who renounced his royal title to dedicate himself to his faith. He settled in Cornwall, where he pursued an ascetic life of great devotion and precious little comfort. He was said to eat ashes on fast days and to recite the Psalter, standing up to his waist in the Camel estuary. The squat square fort across the river is Kingswear Castle. Built in 1503, it was eventually made redundant once cannons stationed at Dartmouth Castle became powerful enough to cover the whole width of the estuary. Among its many comings and goings over centuries, the mouth of the Dart was the point of departure for both the Second and Third Crusades. The Pilgrim Fathers left from here in the Mayflower and the Speedwell after undergoing repairs, as did 500,000 troops in landing craft heading for the D-Day landings in 1944. On the return leg of the walk, to the left of the bridleway above Compass Valley, stands what remains of an old rocket post. Now just a weathered stump a few feet high, this post was once used to simulate the mast of a ship. Here the Coast Guard and rescue teams would practice using the rocket apparatus, which was used to fire lines from the shore onto ships in distress and haul crew and passengers to safety using a breeches buoy. The hill above you, to your right as you walk back towards Little Dartmouth, served as a lookout point for as far back as records exist, and probably longer. Tucked away around the corner, Dartmouth has no view of the open sea. Without this early warning system up on the high ground to protect it, it would always have been vulnerable to surprise attacks from marauders.